Stelling poll, actor/free speech campaigner Lawrence Fox-I'm unashamedly pro-Trump. By James Stelling poll on October 28, 2020. Actor-turned-politician Lawrence Fox has spoken of his fervent desire that Donald Trump should win the presidential election, and of his fear that it might be sabotaged by big tech. Speaking exclusively to Breitbart News about the launch of his new political party, Reclaim, and about his hopes and fears for the U.S. elections, he said, "The way big tech tried to bury the Hunter Biden story is terrifying." Fox, probably best known as D.S. James Hathaway in the long-running detective drama series Lewis, said, "I'm unashamedly pro-Trump. He's the best stand-up in the world today and he's the leader of the free world. Leadership is bravery and example and I think he's got it in buckets." He said he was especially impressed by Trump's fortitude and humor under attack by the left. "I don't know how any man could survive what they've put him through. All the bullshit Russian collusion and impeachment stuff. He just seems to take it in his stride." Fox knows whereof he speaks. Earlier this year, after speaking up for free speech and against political correctness and identity politics on the BBC political show Question Time, Fox was hounded by left-wing activists to the point where his once hugely successful acting career was effectively cancelled. This is one of the reasons why he is launching the Reclaim Party, supported by £5 million from mostly conservative donors, which will defend free speech and British traditions. "We'll be reclaiming the language, the bravery to have an opinion, to make mistakes and move on. The debate has been shut down by all the language Nazis. We don't need the new normal. The new normal doesn't look very nice to me." His party will be neither left nor right. These distinctions, he believes, are meaningless. The new divides are between authoritarian and libertarian, reasonable and unreasonable, sane and insane. According to The Telegraph, his party will have three objectives. The first is to promote an open space through full protection of the fundamental freedoms of speech, expression, thought, association and academic inquiry. To stand in full opposition to laws and other measures which undermine those freedoms. The second objective is to reform publicly funded, controlled and operated institutions to ensure that they deliver on their primary purpose, free from political bias or agendas beyond their scope. This program of reform will cover, although not be exclusive to, our system of democracy, education, law enforcement, the civil service, public media, charitable organizations and other non-governmental organizations in receipt of public funds. The third objective is to preserve and celebrate our shared national history, cultural inheritance and global contribution. Fox's most immediate concern, though, is the imminent presidential election. Trump deserves to win, he believes, because of his track record, such as the Middle East peace deal which his predecessor Obama failed to achieve. Obama's approach to the Middle East was, "We're really, really sorry." And the Middle East's response was, "We're going to take you for a ride." He also very much enjoyed Trump's response to his recent bout with COVID-19. "I knew the minute he got COVID that he'd either be symptomatic or that he'd come out stronger. I knew that somewhere in that Big Mac swilling body was an immune system that would go, 'COVID? Not welcome.'"